Now everyone's uptee, uptee said stop asking. Just know for one of the uptees, all of the uptees are called carnage.
Uptee.
More time you see me with Marley.
Saheb.
Any of them pirates there, I'll skid up and clart it. Man's getting paid, I can't afford no new charges.
No way.
And my man said he's the boss, but what's he in charge of?
Fuck no.
Yardie gal, good morning. White gal, hello.
بي بي سي لندن صوماليا. أنا جوريها يا حمسة محمد أحمد عبد النور موسى رامي عن العرب. أو يا صاحب كيكا شمبر. أو مانت وحاب لابينا أبتي بودكاست. مجال لندن ما تشوفنا يوحى أسعر ميلا دحو لابي جيف جروف. وأنا لحدي الصبح نمو 6 أكلوك. إن شاء الله إلا صعدة وحاك صعدة حدا غازة.
Welcome back to another episode of the Abti Podcast, hosted by yours truly, the Warden of the North, Big Brrrr. Trying to stay as consistent as possible for the people, them. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Road to 3K, by the way. We're not far off. So, guys, we appreciate all your support thus far. Again, Hamza is not here, but he's just traveling the world. So, you'll never guess where he is. There's going to be a little message from Hamza to the people, them. Right now,
yo, my people, them is new money H up to H, whatever you want to call me. Still in LA, where about to go fly out to New York. They asked me for a quick fashion week. I said, up to you, man, but you know what? I've got a bit of time, I'm gonna go through. So, birdie, you know what to do. Apologize, man, I'm gonna be back again.
That was a nice message from Hamza. He'll be back very shortly. I've got a special guest in the building, my brother. For those that know, they know. I've got the one and only Malcolm Flex. Arms in the building. Come on.
Come on.
Neom's very own.
Come on.
My boy.
Neom.
Come on, man. How you been, my boy?
I'm blessed. Alhamdulillah. How are you, bro?
Alhamdulillah, man.
Thank you for having me here, man.
Of course, man. My pleasure, man. Of course. Do you know what it is? I'm trying to get as much people that I like to have conversations with around me, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? And obviously, everyone's like, oh, get this big guest, get that big guest. The guests will come. But for me, I like to have conversations with certain type of people. Do you know what I'm saying? You're my boy. And every single time we do link up, it's emotional. Do you know what I'm saying? But yeah, let's just, obviously, Hamza does the news towards the back end as well. So if you stay around, stick around to the end, Hamza will be doing the latest that's going on in Somalia. But I just want to dive into a little bit of what's going on around the world with Malcolm for a little bit. Yo, Diddy.
Oh my Diddy. Days. Did I'm you see that coming? Pause.
Yeah. Bro, of course, 100%. 110%, man. I've never seen a greater fall from grace in my life.
Bro, 100 bottles I swear to God, of...
Baby oil and lubricant WD-40.
Is it 100 or 1,000?
1,000 bottles of 1,000 bottles of baby oil, which I didn't even think you can have that much.
Why would you have 1,000 bottles of
this? What I'm saying to you, if there's ever the freakiest type of guy in the world, it's Diddy, bro. And for me, like, when that sort of solidified what I thought about him, an absolute weirdo and a creep. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but freako case, not even a Rico, freako.
It's a freako, bro. Yeah, imagine crazy. That freakoffs and that. But you know what it is. Like, I'm not going to say I kind of knew about this. As in, like, I could look at a woman's eyes and know when she's in trouble, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And when I used to see Cassie in interviews, bro, she did look like, you know, like, you almost, I felt like saying blink twice if you need help.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She's signal,
gonna,
say something.
Yeah, 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 100%. So, yeah, she was just going through, obviously, and I think she was the one who really kicked it off. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if you look at his track record, Loon, Shine, The Lox, who else? There were so many people.
So many people.
Oh,
Craig Mack. Yeah, Craig Mack. The skullduggery has been going on since the early 90s.
Yeah, man.
Since the early 90s. Dude, he's like the Jeffrey Epstein of the culture, bro. Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you know what it is? I think if you are a freak, you have your own right to be a freak. But where you start implicating other people and abusing women,
that's
when it becomes very political.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, obviously, whatever he's, no one gives a shit about his sexual orientation, and that's up to him. But as he said, you could do whatever you like. But it's the force thing that he's doing, innit?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You see that video when he's beating Cassie up as well, innit?
Brother.
Oh, yeah, that was emotional, bro.
That was very bad, you know?
Come out in a towel and that, you know what I'm saying?
I'm surprised he didn't slip
because of the baby oil that was on him at that time. You know what
brother,
saying? Slipping and sliding.
I can't believe. Do you know what it is? If you get arrested, calm. But when they say, yeah, so-and-so got arrested and they got 1,000 bottles of baby oil, yo.
You at that moment, you check their hard drives. Yeah, immediately.
Immediately.
Like if I go into somebody's house and they've got 1,000 bottles of baby oil, I'm going to alert the officials and say, check Broski's hard drive. Because he's not right. Who the hell has 1,000 bottles of air? Yeah, but that's, yeah, as I said, the greatest fall of grace. And I don't know whatever else is going on within the culture, really.
Yeah, so no more really, Bad Boy reunion tours.
No more Bad Boy reunion tours, do you know what I'm saying? That's done, obviously, clearly, do you know what I'm saying? But it's crazy. I feel like if Diddy was had any ounce of respect in him right now, do you see that Nino Brown scene in New Jack City where he's on trial? And then it's like, Kareem Akbar.
Yeah, come on.
I will start naming niggas on my life, bro.
What are you saying? Whoosh.
Yeah, well, like, 100, that's the only way. But you know, with that, I think he might just get, I don't want to say the word unalived. That's what they say on the internet now.
Yeah, for
real. Yeah, I think he might get unalived, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't think, because I think he knows a lot, you know. I think the freak off parties isn't just exclusive to him. There's other weird celebrities that we see.
Yeah, there's other people definitely enabling that kind of behavior, 100%. Involved in that kind of behavior. Because,
big facts. Yeah.
Because you can't do this 20 plus years without implicating other people.
100%. As well. So you know what? In true conspiracy fashion, I genuinely do feel like he's going to get on alive. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, watch this space, innit?
Yeah.
But now, back to regular schedule programming, people. As you know, the fans love a dilemma, by the way. They love a dilemma.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, man, they love a dilemma.
Sending them in.
Yeah, they've been sending them in as soon as I put a link up. So people have been asking how they send dilemmas to us. We use an anonymous vlog thing. It's called, not gonna lie, NGL. I normally post a link on the Abti Instagram, also on my Snap, and also on my own public Instagram as well. Same with Hamza as well. So follow us on all our socials, innit? But this one I'm gonna get into with you, Arms. I feel like this is a good one for both of us. Do you know what I'm saying?
Chat to me, bro.
So it says, this one's for Birdie, but it applies to Malcolm as well. You're a father, Allahumma barik. Yes, I'm a father. You seem like you're a good dad. Alhamdulillah, I try to be.
I've seen it. Very short glimpse. Yeah. But what I've seen, it was so genuine. You can't even fake stuff like that. So I love my body, man.
Oh, love for that, my boy. So yeah, this person saying, I'm a first time mum and my husband doesn't believe in helping out with the baby duties. They don't change the diapers or do the feeds. How do I get them to help out because I am burnt out? Wow. So a lot to get into there. Yeah, it's deep. It is deep. Because we've all been there. For anybody, firstly, being a parent, people that are parents, is an amazing feeling.
Alhamdulillah, you know what I'm saying? The best feeling.
One of the best feelings in the world, isn't it?
Ever.
Secondly, I would say, I personally feel like the more you interact with your child, changing nappies, bath time, bed, you know, early morning routines, all of that, is the more I draw closer to my child.
Without a doubt, man.
As wild as it sounds, you
without
get me?
Without a doubt, it's true, bro.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like the culture that we come from, and obviously I understand where her gripe is, but the culture that we come from is the men are meant to be hands off. Do you know what I'm saying? I'll give you a story, quick story. Yeah. One of my good friends, his father-in-law came to stay at the house for a little bit. Yeah, so obviously the baby needed changing, whatever. So obviously the guy being the daddy is, he's changing the son's diaper, and all of a sudden, you know, the father-in-law's like, whoa, what are you doing, bro? Yo. Stop right there. Yeah. Called his daughter over and was like, yo, deal with it.
Nah, you can't do that.
And then the guy obviously he didn't want to cause any friction and shit. And obviously the daughter just came obviously and changed the child diaper, but that's the school of like the old school generation that we come from, do you know what I'm saying? And I think it also explains why and everyone thinks I get onto Somali dads, by the way, but I don't, because I love Somali dads. But I think this is the reason why Somali dads are emotionally absent within our lives, bro.
Yeah, because sorry to cut you off.
No,
that's crazy though, man, because look, from personal experience, I've got one child. He's about a year and 5 months now.
You got my nephew.
Shout out my little one.
Come on, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, like when he was first born, I didn't think twice about having to change a nappy. Waking him up, changing him, because as you said, it draws you a lot closer to your child. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Now, he doesn't see it as something foreign if I'm changing his nappy or even just doing anything with him. He doesn't like run to his mum for everything. You know what I'm saying? And plus, I don't want to put that burden on my wife as well. You know what I'm saying? Because that's nuts, man. But she said it was, they said it was their first child.
Their first child. And obviously the guy is not as active as he should be. And you know what it is? It's like, obviously, for whatever reason, I don't think she really went into it. But I think it's more from a cultural standpoint, really.
Yeah, without a doubt. I don't
subscribe to that. I'll be honest with you. I don't subscribe to that. I'm letting the fathers them out there know, like, yo, be active in your child's life, because these are the same fathers when 13, 14, 15 years down the child's life, they're like, oh, I can't relate to him, or the child is disrespectful, or he doesn't respect me. Why do you think he does not respect you?
Exactly.
It's because of moments like this where you didn't take the time out to imprint yourself on your child, and your child imprint yourself on them, because it's a sacred bond that you build with these children, isn't it?
Exactly. And I think even more so, you're almost letting your wife down completely, because now that whole burden is on her.
Yeah.
And now she's got to wake up, and I can imagine breastfeeding if she can, obviously, but feeding them milk, changing them, waking them up every couple of hours. It's not easy, bro.
It's not easy. Okay. And I'm not
for one person.
Yeah, for one person.
For one person, it's not easy.
We have to find balance in certain situations. I'm trying to put myself in his position, which I can't, but I'll just try and make some sort of, it's a bogus excuse, but he's probably thinking, if she confirmed this one child and deal with this one child, yeah, then motherhood for her will be easy on the next one. Do you see what I'm saying? I know it's mind games.
It's all mind games,
by the way. But he's probably thinking, because I've got a few friends of mine that are like that. I'm not gonna lie, they're a little bit hands off, and they were like baffled and like, what, you change your son's diaper? What, you do the early morning routine, bedtime, all of this shit. I'm like, yeah, bro. Like, they're like, nah, bro, these men aren't really that active in their child's life, innit? But they're like, what they say is this, innit? They say, look, if you look at our mothers, our mothers really, like, well, my mum's eight kids, you know what I'm saying? Kind of dolo, alhamdulillah, yeah? And, you know, she never really made a gripe about raising eight kids, bro. She just raised them without speaking the language. You know, I feel like, obviously, and people will always say the women of yesterday are stronger than the women today, innit? But I was speaking to my mum about this, innit? I don't know about it. Let me know in the comments below, females, yeah? I feel like our mums probably did start off as the women of today. A little bit moaning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A little bit borderline, disrespectful. But they just matured to be the women that they are. Yeah. We're just seeing the end product, innit?
And there was a lot more of a community back then as well, where if you were probably finding things a little bit difficult, you've got other families that could possibly help you out.
Yeah.
You know, get advice from. But today's generation is so much more different. You have a kid. Yeah. You get married, you're kind of left to your own.
You have to own devices. Do you reckon that's the best way? Or do you reckon, because they say it takes a village to raise a child, innit? Do you reckon you need like the input of like the grandmas, the grandmas especially?
I'm in two minds about that. Because I feel like you have to build the foundations first yourself. If you've got a lot of input from like family, you know, friends, whatever, then it's like, even though it is grandmother or granddad or whatever, you've almost got a third party always involved in your process. It's very, when you're building up these foundations, it's very important for you to put yourself in there and make yourself like a pillar in this foundation to say, okay, cool, this is what we got going on. It might be difficult, but we're going to figure this out. Do you know what I'm saying?
So you're saying first figure it out together and then obviously then get the external.
Yeah, get the external, get the advice, all of that. Because right now, let's say, for example, you was to have a kid now, and you was to ask me about fatherhood and I gave you all the advice that works for me. It might not necessarily be the right answer for you. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's
because
true.
You've almost taken away your input into being a father.
Actually, you know what? You're right, you know. I think it is. Like, there's no, and this is another thing as well. There's no blueprint for being a parent.
Oh, no.
Especially first-time parents.
I've realized one thing.
You make all the mistakes.
Yeah, without doubt.
With your first child.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you make all the mistakes. So I don't think there's like a set way to like raise that child.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I think I've realized since having a child that from other parents, just by looking and kind of analyzing, nobody has a fucking clue what they're doing.
No one has
Everyone's freestyling, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Everyone is freestyling, 100%. But then they make it look good, be like, yeah, I did this. Shut up, man. Shut 100%. Up. You freestyled your way to the top. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, that's so true, though. That's so true. And you know, you have all of these weird, like, nervous moments with the child as well. The first time around, I remember my son didn't urinate for like 3 hours or some shit like that. Yeah,
and I
genuinely thought he was gonna die, bro.
Yeah,
I went to the hospital and
that.
You know what I'm saying? Because you Google it and it's like, yo, the child's got fucking child's dying.
Don't ever Google any symptoms, please.
That's the thing. Yeah,
they'll tell you.
Yeah, you're gonna die in 3 hours, or your child's just compromised or has got AIDS. I don't know, or whatever, bro. Your mind just goes crazy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I was even checking my little one breathing every like.
Oh yeah, that's another thing.
I just kept waking up. Like,
yeah, you're just checking their breathing and. I did that a lot as well.
Finger on his nose.
Yeah.
Okay. Say no.
Because you're like moving like blankets away from him because you think he's gonna choke on blankets. You know what I'm saying? don't know. My parents, if you can relate, comment in the section
below. Trust me, but I think the person that sent in that dilemma, I think they need to just change their approach on how they go about speaking to their partner, husband, about this situation, because it doesn't help you just kind of sticking your head in the sand and being like, okay, cool. This is, I mean, you can tell they're sending it into the show. Have you had this conversation with them respectfully?
Yeah, respectfully, yeah. Have you had this conversation
with if you have had that conversation and haven't seen any sort of change, then maybe change the angle that you're coming from. Sometimes I feel like...
But let's say the angle doesn't change. Like, let's just, obviously, not to play devil's advocate now, let's just say she has had the uncomfortable conversation with homeboy, and homeboy is still digging his heels in and be like, bro, listen, man a man, innit?
man a man.
I don't know. I'm in my head he's saying this, innit? So, like...
Then I think you need to just speak to him like Mandem. You need to sit him down and just say, what's man really
Skanging
on?
A four-door truck, 100%,
Trying to crash it at them, man.
You got to say something, man.
You got to say something. I think you just got to... Because you're missing out on a lot of precious moments.
Right? I think in the long run, he's going to be the real loser. Pardon me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, and again, for the people that don't necessarily want to fall into a homegirl situation...
Yeah.
Have these conversations before the kid comes.
Facts.
Because I feel like it's important to discuss. People get so hung up on our culture about looks, aesthetics, finances, where you're not discussing the most important topics like parenting styles, bro. I want to know how you are as a parent. How do you think you would be as a parent? Are you going to be hands-on?
Yeah.
So for example, if homeboy would have told homegirl, I'm going to be hands-on, as a parent, and all of a sudden the youth drops and he's hands off, you're gonna be like, hold on, bro.
Yeah.
You got me here under false pretenses. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then she's got I'm not advocating for divorce and that, but you know, you got rooms to, you know, you got leverage.
Yeah.
So,
and you know Shaydan's gonna come and start whispering, man.
Big facts. You know how it is, bro. Probably homeboy is upstairs playing on his like game and that, bro. Yeah, chatting to his and she's just there like dying, like, you know what I mean, struggling with the youth, and she's probably thinking, I can do better.
If she's watching the show, play this episode in front of him and sitting down.
Oh,
what are you? Fix up.
Yeah,
fix up.
Big facts.
You're out here missing out on precious moments.
Precious life. Because it is. I'll be honest with you. With kids, I know we've been banging on about it for a while, but with kids, it's important to put the foundations in really early doors. Like the first 7 years of a child's life is super duper important, bro. Man. Like,
you've seen how I am now. Since I had my son, I'm off the grid, bro.
I can't lie, bro. You are, bro.
Yeah, I just went off the grid because.
A boy.
No, I appreciate it, man. Because, bro, as I said, like we just said, it's precious moments, man. Like, for example, one of these days that were like mad hot. I live next to. I don't want to say where I live. A very massive park. In London.
Yeah.
There's a lot of massive parks. Anyway. Some of my friends I ain't seen in years were like, yo, come, like, pause, like, just come through.
Yeah,
pause. Whatever. And then I was like, nah. And they were like, why? And then they just try and make a bit of a joke, oh, you're not allowed out. Obviously, just taking a piss. And I'm like, yeah, you can say what you like, bro. I'm here where I'm meant to be with my son and my wife. Precious Amazing. Moments. Because he's not going to remember it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to remember it. And I don't want to be like, yo, said, all right, I'm gonna go and 100%. Chill in the park and doss around for a couple of hours.
I was saying this on a few episodes ago. I was like, a lot of the things that have kind of gone wrong in our lives, we can get to recorrect with our children and vicariously live through them and that. Like, I can't wait till my son gets in this like Alton Towers bag and that. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
That's what I'm waiting for. I'm not going there for him. I'm going there for myself to revisit those moments. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm super, super duper gassed. And another thing as well, like that's kind of been a pet, like annoying me as well within the culture as well, is like, just because someone's got a youth doesn't mean that they're done out, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like that in itself needs
what,
to...
What, as in for guys, girls, or both?
Both, man. If a girl's got a child, bro, and she's single...
I think it's harder for women.
It's definitely harder for women. Yeah. I do agree that, do you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say it's not hard for the sisters then.
Yeah.
It's definitely hard, bro.
Without a doubt.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's an uphill battle. But I do genuinely believe like there is somebody out there for someone, innit? Do you know what I'm saying?
Always.
Like for me, I'm not against getting, like I'm single now, I'm not against getting with a woman with a child, bro.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like me, as I said, the person I look up to is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? And obviously if he did it,
yeah,
I can do it.
Exactly.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So like, that's the way I think about it in life. And I'm not turning my nose up, but there frankly is a lot of people, bro. And it's even on the guy side now, where I know a lot of my brethren that are like single now, obviously they're divorced or whatever, and they've got a youth or two, and they're finding it hard now, bro. You know what I'm saying? They're like, bro, like there's
I'm surprised. I thought it would have been easier for
Nah, but for these guys. Men want girls without youths. And I tell girls with youths, this is crazy. They're deluded, bro. I tell girls that have not got kids, do not get with a guy with kids, bro.
Yeah.
Because the novelties wore off, bro.
Exactly. Like, and if you want to experience that
first time. Yeah, you want to experience that first time round with a guy who everything's first time round, you know what I'm saying? Like me right now, I'm not going to get excited about getting married again because my nigga, I've been married before, you know what I'm saying? Me. Or I'm not going to be excited about having a baby again because my nigga, I've had a baby, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, the novelty's kind of wore off, innit? Yeah. So I understand that. But yeah, man, that's like, it shouldn't be a stigma or, you know, a thing where people sort of downplay it, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think that answers that dilemma, innit? What do you reckon?
Yeah, inshallah, khair for the sister, man. I think, as I said, just come from a different angle.
Yeah, you know come from a different angle. And yeah, well, what Malcolm was saying is right. Well, I sit man down and let him watch this episode, but don't even say nothing. Let us do the indirecting for you.
Or if anything, just you see these two fingers like that. What are you? Yeah. What's man on?
Yeah, exactly. Because I feel like you just need to. And if that doesn't work, then obviously have a chat with the parents. Would you say ever escalated? That's
nah. I say don't. Personally, I don't really like to escalate issues to like.
To the parents.
Parents and stuff like that.
You think once that happens, you muddy the waters a little bit and it's like,
oh yeah,
it's hard to come back.
Because look at the situation now. She goes and tells the parents now have a conversation with him. He's now in the back of his head gonna think, any step I take wrong, this girl's going to my parents. And then that could cause some more disdain within the relationship. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sort it out amongst yourselves, because what's gonna happen is if you now go tell the parents and the parents think of him of a certain way, once you lot are good, that stigma's gonna stick. Oh, do you remember that time that he wasn't helping out with the youths and rare? Like, we've gotta keep an eye on him.
I never really thought about that, you know.
Just, I think, keep it within yourselves, contain it. But pray, man. Well, I pray.
And it's as I say all the time on the show, we pray for peace, man.
Yeah,
we pray for peace. Let's get into the other one.
Yeah, boom, let's go.
Bam. Which one was it? There's a few on here. Let me go on this one. All right. I think it's kind of similarly on the same thread. That's a hard word to say, by the way. Similarly. Right. My husband keeps making jokes about getting a second wife. Although it's just a joke, I think he's trying to foreshadow it. What a good word, foreshadow. Do you know what I'm saying? And then she asks, am I overthinking or should I prepare for violence?
Oh, it's a bit of a sticky one still.
It is a bit of a sticky one still, because, you know what I'm saying? Again, he's allowed four wives. I'm just saying.
Facts.
Saying,
no one can take that away from
him. No one can take that right away from him, homeboy. He's allowed four wives. I'm not advocating.
Obviously, there's conditions within having four wives.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah.
conditions for having one, two, three, and four. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
just a sidebar for you. I don't know, obviously, just for you. I don't know if it's going to put you in hot waters and that, but.
No, I can't even play them kind of games. I can.
Would you
even,
not?
No.
Let's just say. It's like a phone contract.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
24 no. months, but we're saying 24 just years.
My wife's going to watch this.
I know. Big up, sis. I'm just saying. After 24 years.
I personally couldn't joke about it because I know it's going to be.
I love that.
It's.
Yeah.
It's never. Where.
Yeah, it's sticky, but listen to this, though. I generally look. Our parents did it.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not advocating. I think, bro, it's very weird. I come from a long line of. One woman man.
Yeah, come on.
Like my granddad, my great granddad. On my mum's side, it's a whole different story. My mum's one of 25. Do the maths.
Wow.
Yeah. My granddad on my mum's side.
Wow.
He was on job.
Yeah, he was on job.
He was on job, bro. My mum's got siblings she ain't even met. That's the craziest, man. I swear to God, bro. That's crazy. But anyway, so I say that to say, from my dad's side, I come from a long line of one woman men, innit? Like my granddad, my great granddad. Yeah. They all just had one wife.
You definitely advocate for
me. I advocate for the one wife because I feel like that's the point where you can focus everything in. Do you know what I'm saying?
Tunnel vision.
Just find one, eight youths.
Yeah.
Focus on them. You know what I'm saying? Focus on them.
Yeah, trust me.
That's what I'm saying. That you can. And I feel like where we live in this day and age now as well, like one room, a woman has got a personality of 16 women.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like, can you really upkeep that? Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
That's in 24 hours as well.
That's in 25. Yeah. They've got a mood card.
I think the only people that could do it successfully, as in like having more than one wife, is people that are on their deen. Because they know that, as I said, the conditions that come with having two, three, and four is not something like,
you know, 110%, yeah.
So I think...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think for her situation...
Yeah, because she's saying... Her husband, like, she thinks, obviously, she's in her head now.
Yeah, he's put that
She's now. Thinking, this guy is trying to, like get me prepared for a second wife. So then when he does, because I've done that before.
Yeah.
I've said, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this as a joke. But really, I'm just trying to mind games you, yeah. plant that seed in your cerebellum to let you know
yeah.
that that's gonna come. Do you know what I'm saying? Pause. And then it happens. And then they're like, oh, I told you though. And she's gonna be like, oh, it was a joke.
Yeah.
So I wasn't joking. Do you know what I'm saying? You hide behind it.
The thing is, it's quite difficult because look, as we said, that's a right Allah has given man at the end of the day. So you can't take that away from him. But that's an agreement between the both of them. Because right now, you can't turn around and say, if you get a second wife, I'm going to divorce you. It's going to put a massive stain on the relationship,
yeah.
without a doubt. But I don't know. I don't know. It's a bit of a...
I think it could also be, though, if he's not getting married to a second woman, I think this guy's a weirdo, pause. Like, I think he's trying to deflect, like, play on the insecurities almost. Yeah.
That's nuts, though, man. Well, I don't know.
Like, some man are weird like that, though.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Like, he's probably trying to play on the insecurities, like, I might get a second wife. So then, to have her doubting herself, to not think that she's that girl anymore, innit? You know what I'm saying? Because some man do that as well, bro. Like, we're not going to sugarcoat and say, man, don't do that. There's a few men that kind of do that as well. Some, do you know what I'm saying? Here, so, absolute weirdos. So, I don't know. For sis, I would probably just say to her, just keep an eye on it, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just keep an eye on it, bro, because I don't know. Well, I don't know. I look back at it and I'm like, you know what? What did our parents, like my granddad in particular, Ilan Haristo, how did he get away with it? Because he was a farmer and he was like he was a proper old school.
It was a different time then. I think it was calm to just
And it was like, business yeah. as well back
Literally.
Then.
Oh yeah, you've got this business, you've got that.
Yeah.
Let's bring this together. Let's start an empire.
Yeah, let's start an empire. I'm going to give you my daughter. And
you can't be like, yo, I want to get married to this second wife because she's Ling. That's dead, bro.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's dead.
But you know what is, I feel like it's a growing thing within man's, like our generation in particular, our age now, where I'm seeing a lot of the man them, you know, talking that way now, bro. I swear to God, I never thought I'd see the day.
I don't, you know.
Do you not see it?
I'm not really
around anymore. I'm more from like Sheffield. So people that know Sheffield, innit? Sheffield's a little bit of a, like, yeah, Sheffield. I'm not really going to downplay Sheffield.
Yeah.
But the mandem are really saying, yeah, man. A couple of the mandem have said to me, like, yo, bro, after 20 years, bro.
What are you saying?
I'm
going to get... Contract over there?
Contract over there, bro, back home. A little nice. Holiday wife and that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they're saying,
you know
bro.
I see a lot of them yeah. in Kenya.
Swear to God. I've never been, bro. Talk about Kenya, though.
Kenya's beautiful, man.
Was it Bear Marley's and that there?
What? Hey, listen, yeah. I just want to say something.
Yeah.
I'm down with, was it Hubbard X?
Hubbard X.
I'm down for that. Shall I tell you why? I do not subscribe to anything Somali. I am Somali.
Yeah.
You lot can't take that away from me.
You can't take that away from us, yeah.
But at the same time, I don't personally subscribe to anything going on in Somalia. Yeah. I know it sounds bad. I don't really care.
I'll be honest with you, same. Well,
because I've seen how they conduct themselves in Kenya. And I'm shocked. I'm like, bro, we're just next door, you know.
What you saying? What the fuckery is this fuckery?
No, they are established, bro.
Oh, what they're doing? Well.
Oh my days, brother. Let me tell you this, yeah. Like, I've only been like a couple of times, innit? Other people could probably tell you better than I do. But I saw people with like oil companies, sugar companies, chain of restaurants, investing in malls, all this and that. And I'm like, wait.
What, Somalis?
Somalis, bro. They're like...
Top echelon.
Don't get it twisted. I think a lot of the Indians that have lived there from a long, long time ago are still there. So they're still quite prevalent. Wealthy. Prevalent,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? They've got their own little communities. Mm. But now it's the same with Somalis.
I heard somewhere that they've got the biggest mall in Kenya is owned by a Somali guy. I don't know if that's true.
Bro,
Let me know.
Went to an area called Eastleigh.
I heard Eastleigh. Yeah.
I'm never going there again, bro.
What was it like?
Bro, I stepped out in my retro Arsenal top, yellow, shorts, sunglasses, hat.
Yeah.
I jumped out and I should have known what I was like getting into because me and my missus in the car and then the area went from like being nice to just, it felt like a dark cloud and all of a sudden people just, and I was just like, where am I? And I remember I stepped out and I swear to God, this is how you know you're in the slums, should I say, in the nicest way possible. Yeah. When you see about 100 mandem not doing nothing, just hands on their hips. Bro, they literally just stood in front of me and just looked at me from head to toe. And I'm just like, you know, I'm an English boy. I'm like, you're right. What's happening? You good? I remember I looked around. I turned.
They're going to rap me, bro.
No, they weren't going to rap me. They were just more like, who the fuck is this guy? And I remember I looked at my missus. I was like, yeah, let's come.
Yeah.
I was like, I've been here, done it. But I'm never going there again.
When you say slums, could you smell it as well?
Yeah. The thing is that I say slums in the most respectful way because I'm from London, do you know what I'm saying?
You're from Newham.
I mean, that is slums, but Newham, you know what I'm saying? It's slummy, but I haven't lived there for like 4 years.
So yeah, but still, bro, you can't get rid of that stink once you're from Newham.
Bro, you know, I went there recently, brother. Brother, I cannot believe how bad it is over there.
It was terrible.
I felt like I was in a third world country.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even joking.
I don't know. Was that the place that the council just said they're not picking up the bins in that? Or was that Tower Hamlets?
I think that was Tower Hamlets. Tower Hamlets, I felt like it just smelled like that for the last like 50 years.
Yeah, I think you can smell Tower Hamlets on a map.
Yeah, voila. Yeah,
you can look at Tower Hamlets and be like, I could smell it.
Go Kenya. You see how established the Somali people are and you'd be surprised. As I said, I was like, bro.
And do you reckon that's because they removed the tribe thing and they're just getting to the money?
No, I think because they can't do it in their own country. They can, but there's a lot of hurdles, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
As I said, because I'm not really subscribed as in what's going on somewhere, I'm guessing the government's not going to make it easy on them. So what they said is, let's just go next door, bro, established. But this, don't get twisted, this area, Eastleigh, is like a massive market. I think it's the biggest market. And I think they said it makes the most money in Kenya, this
one concentrated area?
This one concentrated area. That's Somalis crazy. Own most of the businesses there. I'm talking, bro, there was tens of thousands of people.
Get the fuck out of here.
Being serious, bro.
And it just everyone's getting to.
Everyone's doing something.
Listen, this again, Somali Kenyans. I don't know if they are, but the Somali Kenyans, isn't it? There has to be Kenyans.
Somali Kenyans.
What as in like Sujuis. Do you know what?
For sure.
The Sujuis and that. Put comment down below and let us know what's great about Kenya. Do you know what I'm saying? And how Kenya is beating, their neighbors in developing. Do you know what I'm saying? I want to know that, bro.
I'll tell man I'm from Kenya, bro.
Yeah, I'm a Sujui, bro. That's what doing is, I'll be honest with you, not to get onto the Sujuis, bro, but I find the Sujuis a little bit weird. Because you're Mali, but you're more Kenyan.
I'm not going to lie. I've heard the phrase Sujui, but I don't know what exactly.
Does that mean a Somali person living in Kenya? I don't know. Bro, there's a lot of smart people in the comment section here.
Yeah, please educate us,
somebody define for me what a Somali Suju is.
Yeah.
There's a couple of Somalis I find weird.
Yeah.
That I feel like are a bit weird, yeah. You got the Somalis that live in Arabaha. No disrespect to them, by the way. We got a few of them.
Them shwe-shwe niggas.
Shwe-shwe niggas. I think they're Arab and that.
Yeah, behave.
And then you've got the Sujuis, the Somalis that live in Kenya, that think that they're Kenyan, do you know what I'm saying?
I got another one for you.
Go on.
Somalis from Djibouti. And say, I'm not Somali, I'm from Djibouti.
Oh, do they say that as well?
Relax.
Get out, man. You're one of them.
Them Jumapel niggas.
Jumapel, yeah.
Like, you're Somali, bro.
You're Somali. You're all Somali. You know what it is? As long as you speak the language.
Yeah.
And you're Somali.
Yeah,
that's it. Do you know what I'm saying? I subscribe to
it. But free that sister from the Mind Games, though.
Yeah,
free her.
I totally forgot about sister.
Yeah, yeah. Free her, man. Well, I free her. Free her, man.
Free her.
I'll give the same advice. See these gun fingers straight to the void, brother.
Listen.
What's man on?
Yeah, big facts. I feel like sometimes, don't get me wrong, there's a balance that sisters need to find where they need to find a little bit of aggression, but not too much with it because you can push him. Balance. So you need to kind of stick it on him. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or if you actually do feel like he's playing on your insecurities and that whatever, I know this might not sound right. Go to the gym, start looking good. Do you know what I'm saying? Start looking clean.
Flex on him.
Where that did it with the slit over here, side boob central, Mind Games, side boob the fuck out of him. I'm just saying, just you know what I'm saying, whatever, just keep it spicy and just hopefully, Allah protect your marriage, by the way, because we are not advocates for divorce.
Oh, no.
We like to see people married for the rest of their lives and in an eternity, you know what I'm saying? And to the brothers them that are thinking about marrying second wives, as my boy Malcolm was saying, genuinely first look at all of the rights that you are supposed to have like on these women that you're marrying, bro. And if you genuinely feel like you can fulfill them, then safe.
Yeah.
Side question, let's just quickly on the same topic.
Yeah.
I was on a taxi. Wallahi, I was on a taxi. Somali taxi driver, relatively young guy, bro. He's telling me he's been here for about, I don't know, 10, 15 years. He's got a wife back home in Somalia. And then he was like, oh, I'm going to Belgium next week. I said, okay, what are you doing in Belgium? He goes, oh, I'm getting married. I go, what, second wife? He's going, yeah. I go, Allahumma barik, man. Congratulations, bro. Big up you. I go tomorrow. I said, oh, does the first one know? He goes, no. I go, you're going to tell her? He goes, no. And I said, bro, that's, what are you doing there? Like, you're
that's
just. So I was like, what,
is
what's
that
your
betrayal?
Plan? That's total betrayal, in my opinion. So I said, what are you planning on doing? He's like, yeah, and he, voila, voila, what I'm going to do is, what I'm going to do is, he goes, I'm going to marry the one in Belgium. I'm going to have a few kids with her. And then obviously when the kids are in their teens and, that other woman in Somalia, she gets a little bit older. And then I'm going to break the news to her. And if she wants to go, she'll go. But then, so what he's doing is evil.
I'm not gonna lie, that's mad.
I'll be honest.
They could, that age group can do stuff like that and get away with it.
They could,
they're like it's like solidified in them. Like,
but that's, you know how fucked that is, bro. Yeah, that's part crazy. Of my language. Like, he's gonna wait for the one, his original one, to run up the mileage when she gets old. Astaghfirullah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then when she's old and he's got her, he's gonna be like, oh, by the way, here are my other family, alternate family that are like, I married years ago.
Should I tell you why I don't rate that?
You know what I'm saying? If you want to leave, you can leave. But if you leave, who's going to want your old ass decrepit self? So that's what he's saying.
So you have to stay with
me. He's basically saying, you have to stay with me, bro.
Yeah, I don't rate that.
Do you know how deep that is? Should I tell you
the reason why I don't rate that? You've just now broken up two families, like, completely.
Yeah, wallahi. I'm just,
the one with his first wife.
Yeah.
I'm guessing kids or whatever.
Yeah.
You're absent because you obviously live here.
Mm.
Then you're going to get another one in Belgium. But I still can guarantee he's probably going to work here in a taxi. Do you know what I'm saying? Maybe. And now you're just going to be absent from two of your families. And on top of that, you've got a secret family.
You've got a secret family, bro. That's you know what I found funny, yeah? Which I do feel like, okay. And you know what? I'm going to give women some game on this one, bro. I'm going to give women some game. Because when I asked him, like, what are you doing in it? All this shit. I said, bro, what are you doing? Khalad. I was G-checking him saying, bro, you're being a tramp in it. And then he was basically saying, no, bro, my dad did it. And it worked out for my dad. So ladies, look at the guy's dad. Wallahi. If his dad has got multiple wives, what is in the cat, what's in the cat is in the kitten.
Yeah.
So most likely, he's going to think that's okay, bro. So women right now, if your husband's dad has got multiple wives, you look at your husband in the eye today. What was that going for? What were we doing? Do all of that to him. So you're pattern up, bro.
Pattern up,
you know what I'm
man.
Saying? That's for the sisters then. But yeah, man, do you know what?
Again, free that sister as well, man.
Free her. Free her from the shackles, you know what I'm saying? Free Gaza, bro.
Free Gaza, man. Free Gaza. All day long, man. Days.
We said all that to say free Gaza.
Free Gaza, man. Free Gaza, man. Mm. Inshallah. You know what it is, yeah? Like, I know some of the stuff like people are seeing is like quite disheartening. And I'm glad you basically brought that up. But
Of course.
Allah's promise is true.
100%.
Always remember that.
100%.
You're Muslim and you believe wholeheartedly what Allah has said and He has ordained, and what's to happen in the future. Obviously, Khalas. Allah knows best.
Put your trust in Allah, man.
But at the same time, I'm not saying don't do nothing about it.
Yeah, obviously, like where you can make changes.
Make changes, man.
Where you can alter certain things. You know what I'm saying?
I feel helpless sometimes because I'm just like, how can I physically like help?
I feel the same.
I want to like help the children, the men, the women. Do you know what I'm saying? Not to speak on like things that I do for people at all. Like I'm not one of those people. Yeah, of course. But I'll just quickly say, I was going to Juma and there was two women. Bro, they stopped me and they started swear language, like hitting me up. And
you got
just
the beard. That's the beard. I'm
trust me, man.
I'm about it, by the way.
Yeah, love, man. Thank you, man. Listen.
I'm trying.
My guy, man. You're getting there, man.
I'm trying.
I remember babyface birdie, you know.
I know. A Malaysian beard birdie.
They started like hitting me up with the swear, like, salam alaikum, all this and that. And they were just, rah. I was just standing there like, bro, I just literally shrugged my shoulders. I was like, and they kept saying, Gaza, all this and that. And I said, you're from Gaza. And this woman tried to like, going above and beyond to like try and prove that she was from Palestine. I was like, I don't need none of that.
Yeah, I don't need none.
You said what you said.
Yeah, like, halas.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Obviously, I'm not going to go into the second part.
Yeah, of course. But this is the thing. Like, where we can do little small changes, we can do little small changes. Yeah. As I said, you know, whatever you can do to assist the brothers them and sisters them, halas. But I think, in my opinion, there's no greater thing that you can do other than dua.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like that in itself.
Powerful.
Dua above anything else. Yeah. You get
and that's a reminder to ourselves.
That's a reminder to ourselves and a nice sort of way to sort of end the show. Remember Habar X, the movement is growing. Denounce your tribes. This is a movement that we are pushing forward. We're going to get t-shirts out soon as well. So people make sure you buy the merch when the merch lands as well. What else I was going to say? If you got this far, like, comment, share, subscribe.
Yeah, please, man.
You know what I'm saying? Follow us on all our socials as well. Are you back on socials or are you still MIA?
I'm MIA.
MIA. Bro. So it's just...
Listen, don't at me because you can't.
You can't at broski. Anyway, at me though. So,
at Birdie, please.
Yeah, get us to 3K, please, man. And remember, we also have... the Apti Podcast is on all streaming sites as well, so tap in on Spotify and everywhere else and make sure you do the equivalent of what the like, comment and all that shit is over there, man. We appreciate everybody's support. Finally, if you've got this far, let's see if it works. Hamza's going to end it off with the news in Somalia right now. Every-
everyone's upty. Upty said stop asking. Just know for one of the upties, all of the upties are called carnage.
Upty, upty, upty.
More time you see me with Marley.
Saheb, saheb.
Any of them pirates there, I'll skid up and clart it. Man's getting paid, I can't afford no new charges.
No way.
And my man said he's the boss, but what's he in charge of?
Fuck no.
Yardy gal, good morning. White gal.